Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to you. It'll be a really interesting weekend. Sunday's supposed to be a high of 42 degrees. How you feel about that, Sue? Too?
I don't like it.
No?
Nope. I just don't, Dave.
You a summer girl?
I am.
I'm on Team Sue.
Are you? I like a nice 75 for a high, Kevin.
This is the only thing that's kept us apart.
It really is.
We just couldn't coexist.
It's a major issue, though. You like what? What's your what? You like the 50s?
This is not 70
like today, or like a 60 degree
I'll take
day.
It colder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it never got above 60, like maybe a few times a year, I'd be cool.
Like low 60s is kind of cool. You know, 60, 65, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but. Let's not do 40s.
50s is even livable, but like once we get into the 40s, it's starting
and
to get no fun.
I'm not a freak. When it's like 8 degrees, I'm like everyone else. I'm freezing my nuts off.
Yes.
But I would rather it be 20 degrees than 90 degrees anytime.
Oh, no thank you. Oh,
yeah, I'm going to go with 90.
No.
Now, 20 is more comparable to me to like 100. Like to me, those are the more the extremes. 30s are fine. That's all right. Yeah. As long as it's not super windy or whatever, 30s are fine. I just like that's how I feel about 90s. Like I can live with like 90, 92, 93, but once you get to the triple digits, that's like 20 and below on the cold spectrum to me.
My brother lives in Houston, and he says that it gets so hot there for so long in the summer that it makes him angry.
Yeah.
So they go, he's very almost Kevin-like in that aspect.
My niece lives in Dallas. Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He said, you know, at least in St. Louis, you would get a break every now and then.
Yeah.
He said, here, there's no break. And so they go to Utah in the summer. And he said they can rent ski places for cheaper and just be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot better that way.
Yeah. When it was 99 for a week, I was complaining to my niece, Dora, and she's like, yeah. Shut up. It's like this all summer long.
Yep.
I have some statistics for you on several different items. Let's start out with the non-political ones.
Yes, please.
So this was...
I was like, I get enough of that.
I kind of knew this,
But I heard the actual numbers last night. It's just amazing to me that 90% of the species of life on Earth that have ever been are gone.
Yep.
90%.
90%.
Mm-hmm. And we've only discovered maybe 50% of the species here with us today.
Yep. Oh, I totally believe that. Does it say anything about where those are? Like every time they go to the bottom of the ocean, they find more.
And a lot of them are in Festus. So,
okay.
Wow.
So we should spend more time there.
Perhaps.
Yeah, so think about that. 90% are just gone, and we won't even know probably what they were. And then most of the species living today, we have no idea that they even exist. That's just crazy to me.
That is crazy.
And it's also crazy, because I'm not a biologist, like why there wouldn't just be one life. Just a bunch of humans or a bunch of pumpkins or, you know what I mean? Like the fact that it's so incredibly diverse is so amazing to me. 75% of us say that we are more stressed out than we have ever been in our lives. A new recent poll.
I'm pretty stressed these days.
Is it, Rach?
Just feeling like the United States is burning down around me, feeling like I'll never own a home, feeling like just a million things. It's just like, okay, well, life is just not at all what I was led to believe it would be as a child and even early adulthood. I just feel
hopeless.
I've just like given up on many things.
That's totally common to your age and younger. I mean, even a little older, like, you know, 40 on down.
Well, that's my third statistic.
Oh,
people 40 and down, 2/3 say that they have seriously considered, not as a temper tantrum, moving out of the country and living somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
2/3.
I think it's pretty clear that the environment that exists for that age group now is not what existed when I was that age.
How much of that is self-created just by how they think and are affected by things? In other words, do you have to be that affected by it, or can you just go ahead and live?
I mean, I think the fact that so many people my age are having the same experience, I think it's unwise to just brush over that and be like, oh, they're all down in the dumps right now. Like, I think there are real things happening.
I could make that same argument for anybody that's mad about anything.
Well, exactly.
If you're mad about anything, regardless of whether it's politics or anything, you could make that argument. I don't think it invalidates the reality that it's harder for younger generations to buy a house than it was when I bought a house when I was in my 20s.
Well, I think that's real. I mean,
harder to get a company that promotes you, and you get to move up the ranks and make more money and do all that. But
it's more difficult now, you're saying?
Yeah, they don't do it. And then that's why people jump jobs all the time, because they don't have any paths to growth. Companies cover less benefits now than they did when I started in the professional workforce. When I started in my 20s and 30s, our benefits were bigger than what we see on the average now. And a lot of companies, not this one, because we're in a place where we get those things in part because of our union. But there are companies that don't give any of those things.
What was great about when I was Rach's age, and I could be wrong about this, it's my memory, but I felt like had I wanted to go to work at Olin or Shell, I could have done it. And as long as I was a good employee, I could have spent my entire career there and retired.
Getting a pension.
Or if I wanted to do something else, then I could pursue that. But if I just wanted a regular 9-to-5 working guy, lunch pail job, I could get that. I guess that's true these days, because I hear so much about kids should go to trade schools and we need plumbers and we need welders and things like that. But I don't know that, well, having a 30-year-old and a 20-year-old, I don't think they feel that way, especially Phoebe. I think Phoebe, and of course, when you're a junior in college, is one of your most freaked out times ever.
Right, right.
But I mean, her looking at the job, the way she describes it, like each time she'll kind of, you know, have an interest in something, it's like, oh, no, AI is going to be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge thing looming over people my age and younger, that older people, it didn't exist. So this like existential crisis that a lot of us are having, which is like, whatever career I'm pursuing is it going to exist in 5 years?
Even this
is
one.
Is it worth pouring my time into?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
And then there's also just the general sentiment of like, if you don't already have money, it's going to be hard to get money. The rich people are able to acquire more and more assets, and they are, you know, if they get in trouble with the law or something, they're able to like acquire the best lawyers, and it's really not that big of a deal. But if you're not already in that class, I do not personally see a path to getting into that class, nor do I really want to be in that class necessarily. But it's just the kind of thing where it's like there is definitely a wealth disparity in this country that I was not, maybe it existed whenever I was 16, but I wasn't aware of it. And as you grow up and you look around at the way things actually work and the way things actually go down, you start to realize like, oh, okay, well, I'm just never gonna be able to reach this goal that I was told as a kid. It's like, it's America. Anyone can be anything. And it's like, okay, yeah, I guess sometimes, but you're gonna look around and tell me every single person that isn't making $100,000 a year is only not hitting that goal because like they're too lazy and they're not working hard enough. I don't believe that.
Got a lot of mileage out of my statistics there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. I mean, there's definitely a psychology to it, but there's a reality also. I mean, I see the same thing. My kid's 28, and I know the challenges that, you know, there that everything is, you know, I know that the joke is, well, stop going to Starbucks and getting avocado toast. That's not the holdup. You know, the holdup is wages are not growing with inflation, and they have not for 25 years. And they used to. They used to where wages would match inflation. It used to be kind of along the same line. Well, now inflation has gone way up and the wages have stayed pretty flat over the last 20, 25 years. That's kind of a hard thing for a lot of people to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't that different. I'm telling you, when I was a kid and I had no money. But eventually you just add more work or you. I'm just saying that it is possible. You don't have to become super wealthy, but somehow, as life goes on and you work, it is possible. And if you have the attitude, screw it, I'm not going to be able to do it, then you will achieve your dream of that. I just think you do have to have some hope and also just know that you aren't necessarily always in control. I think part of this is spiritual, but that's just me thinking. If you think everything is up to you and there is no guiding force or help for you, then that would be upsetting. Just something to think about.
Yeah, I think that being possible and being as common as it used to be are different things. It's possible, but it's not at the same rate of success as
how
it was 20 years ago.
I mean,
there's all kinds of numbers
life.
Out there. I mean, there's all kinds of studies being done on the gap between wage increases and inflation and the cost of housing and the cost of college. When I went to college, it was 40% of what it costs to go to college now.
Yes,
40%.
But everything is more expensive.
No,
but
I get it, but the wages haven't matched it.
Yes.
So that's the problem is your average wage when you get out in your 20s and 30s, is not matching the increased costs of all these things over the last 20 years. They're not.
I don't think it's ever been perfect.
No, but it used to be closer, and the gap's getting bigger. Well, and that's a problem. When wages don't match inflation or increased cost of living, then there's less available to the people who are not getting those wages.
Has it every time throughout the history of U.S.? No.
What?
Have wages matched whatever? No.
From the New Deal, just a little after that, through World War II, through the 50s, 60s, 70s,
okay,
and 80s,
I give up.
It did.
It's terrible. We're all going
to
die.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, no one's saying that.
I'm saying that we might want to have less concentrated wealth at the top and more
Kevin,
for everybody.
Are you going to redistribute?
Am I going to redistribute? No, but I'm going to enforce tax laws. I'm going to stop letting the wealthiest people not pay income tax.
Well, that's part of what you do when you're super rich. You've owned everything.
Yeah, you screw over the rest of the country.
Well, it's all in different investments. I mean, I'm not super rich.
No.
But it's all in different investments. It's not cash sitting in the bank.
Well, I understand. But what you do is, I mean, I'm tired. I explain this, so I'm sorry it's for the listeners because I say this all the time. So Elon Musk doesn't take a salary. He doesn't need to take a salary. He just takes equity in companies. He turns around and he goes and gets a 1% loan for $100 million. He lives like a billionaire but pays no income tax on that money.
Uh-huh.
So he's getting the
because
there are
infinite.
Hundreds of billions of dollars a year that are not being paid in income taxes by that class of people.
So
by the billionaire class, there are hundreds of billions of dollars that are not being taxed because they found the way around it.
Okay.
And where's my way around it? Where's my leveling of the playing field where I get that same benefit? And I'm talking about me as the 99% of Americans who don't have billions.
One thing, you say we have to enforce the tax code, I think what you mean is we have to change the tax code.
Yeah.
Because there are people cheating on their taxes, but what you're describing...
No, it's totally legal,
I'm
saying.
It's
cheating. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, well, and you also do have to, like, so as an example, the IRS comes after normal Joe America more than the rich guy because they know we can't hire lawyers to fight it. It costs them too much to go after the wealthiest people when they do cheat on their taxes. So then if they do catch them, they're like, well, here's the deal. Let's do this at 20%. You can pay us 20% because we don't want to pay for the lawyers to fight this for the next 10 years because you've got billions of dollars and you can pay to fight it. Where a guy like me, if I get investigated, I don't have the money to do it. I can't go hire a law firm, the best law firm in town, that's going to get me a better deal or drag it out and make it so the government doesn't want to do it. The IRS, I mean, this is absolutely proven. The IRS goes after the regular working guy way more than wealthy people. Because it's too much of a fight when they're too wealthy.
What about this? What's it called? The consumer
index of some
sort?
Yeah,
the consumer, the way they're feeling about things, confidence, is at its lowest point, I think, that it's been ever or in a very long time right now. And that's sort of the perception is reality, right? That if more people are feeling less secure, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Whether they have reason for it or it's mass psychosis. But when more people than ever in any country are feeling badly about things, then we need to do something, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we solved it. Okay. Quick break, DGS. Happy Friday. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Sue Thomas from down the hallway, 97.1, is sitting in with us for Sue at 2. I want to talk about the 6-7 thing, but I don't want to waste it if we don't have enough time. We have enough time?
Oh, yeah. I don't need much time.
Okay, because I know Andrew, Andrew has something to say, too. So you go ahead.
I do.
Okay, let me start. And I know people are going to be like, why are you saying you don't care when you're the one bringing it up? Fair enough. Look, I don't have kids. I don't hear about the 6-7 thing on a daily basis. I genuinely have no idea what it means. I will say this, not for one second have I tried to uncover the meaning of 6-7.
Thank you.
I don't care. And then on Halloween, you see all these like parents dressing as like, we're 6-7 this year. And like, we've got to find out the reasoning behind 6-7. When you were a kid, did you ever do something just because it was stupid?
Yes.
Yep.
Like, just let the kids have their dumb number thing. I don't understand why adults are trying to, like, co-opt this into their own joke. I find it very strange.
Not only that.
Agreed.
Not only that. Not only did I do, you've all met me, weird things. My parents could not have had less interest in my life. And this isn't because Jack and Francis were monsters. They were just the world's greatest generation.
Yes.
My dad had fought World War II. My mom had raised three kids. If I walked around with a banana coming out of my butt, they were like, why? I wonder why he's doing that. They're just like, don't eat the bananas, Jack. Don't eat the bananas.
And they didn't care to be trying to be hip and be part of it. Just
Zero.
Let the kids have it.
Zero.
That's the part I think that bothers me is it's like, because, I mean, I find myself doing this from time to time. I'm like, oh, if I do this, people will think I'm Gen Z. Like, no, they won't. Like, they look at me, they know I'm 34. Like, just accept the fact that you're in this stage of life and stop trying to be in middle school. I don't understand.
I agree.
Andrew? 6-7.
Oh, geez.
I love it. I think it's fun. I have a lot of fun saying it. It's like a little brain worm. It gets in my head, and I'll just be like walking around here like 6'7".
You've literally never said that to any of us, though.
Well, because it had never come up before. Yeah. And I didn't want to like embarrass myself in front of you guys.
So now that we're into it,
but I have been
for the edification of everyone out there. In what situation would you use it?
Well, like, all right, so I'm playing this new game at the game store on Saturday, right? And there's a lot of math involved, so I'm counting up and I'm going, all right, I got 6 here, I got 7 here, and then I go like 6-7 to my opponent, and they would just like glare at me. I don't think any of them knew what I was doing when I would do it. A lot of them were a little younger, so I thought perhaps I'm connecting to the youth of America.
At its core,
yes.
Does it mean basically little of this, little
it means
that?
No, it doesn't mean anything. Nothing. It means
I just like
anything.
Saying it.
It can mean good things. It can mean bad things.
It's not to mean anything. I just like saying it.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like doing this and saying it in a funny way.
Now that's a new one, because when I was a kid, we didn't have something that meant nothing.
It does. It like when I say it, it's just like a brain worm. It's like if I went like oogie woo like this. Like it doesn't mean anything.
I prefer oogie woo.
I'm all about oogie woo. We're starting a new one, and it's called oogie woo.
In fairness,
all the kids are doing oogie woo. What parents need to know about this disturbing new trend?
Well, the difference is like when we were doing it as kids, our parents would have never known.
True, because they weren't paying attention to it.
But they wouldn't have seen it on TV or social media or anything. You wouldn't have known that it was even a thing.
I could have done oogie woo at the dinner table. Yeah. They would have just spanked me.
Nothing would be. No matter where you go.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
There will always be a place. Can't you see it in my face, girl? All that time without a word.
Welcome back, guys. DJ Asen, KMOX. Happy Friday. We have Sue Thomas with us. Andrew is celebrating his 15th anniversary with the DGS. Mm-hmm. Well done, Andrew.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
You survived 15 years with me.
You missed your chance, Andrew.
What?
6'7".
Oh, and I forgot.
Oogie woo. Oogie woo. Bernie thinks there's a gas leak.
He's like, what's happening over there?
There might be.
Hey, Bern.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you buddy. All sound loose, nicely.
Yeah. It's Friday.
It's like an hour into a happy hour over here for some reason.
Oogie woo.
Yeah, last segment we're all fighting about economics. Now we're like, oogie woo.
I am, I'm trying to work myself into that happy hour mood, but I won't be able to do it until after rush hour tonight on KMOX.
I don't know, buddy.
That's all right.
You should just get super wide for
that
show.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, just go nuts. Was he on the show last night?
No.
Okay. So Wheeler did a blues rant that I made him do again in the first hour on DGS, just full of passion and a little bit of venom and... he was really, how are you? He was really emotional about it. How are you?
I just don't have much patience for the blues act because this happens all the time, you know, and sometimes they get off to these terrible starts and they recover and they have a nice season. Last year was like that. And
yep. It
happened in 2019, but I'm just tired of the trend where players that should be good players not only aren't good players, but they don't give a good effort. And it happens way too much. And it doesn't really matter who the coach is. I just get tired of that repetitiveness over and over and over again. And the Blues have always had, it's like been kind of weird. They've always had no matter what team we're talking about, it's like the players know how to get a coach fired. And they're not going to get this coach fired. But what is going to happen, and there's some rumblings about this already, you know, Doug Armstrong, according to, you know, some of the insiders on the NHL front, Doug Armstrong's letting it be known, hey, we're open for business here in St. Louis if you want to talk about anything. So
Bern, is it, in your estimation, the individual human beings we have on the team? Is it a generation of players thing? Because it's been going on, it seems, for a few years now.
No, I think it's an underachieving thing because they have enough talent to be better. I'm not saying they have enough talent to make the Stanley Cup final.
Right.
I mean, I'm not overrating them, but there's just no excuse for this dog ass play, you know?
Yep.
There's just no excuse for it. And what I don't understand, let me give my own rant and I'll be brief.
Yeah. Yeah. And take your time.
Here's what really ticks me off about the Blues and these patterns that always materialize. You look at Tom Stillman and his partners, right? They own the team. A total commitment.
Yep.
Total commitment. Everything the Blues need, total commitment to winning. Doug Armstrong, total commitment to building the best roster he can. Total commitment to being aggressive for his team. Total commitment to the players for getting these players paid, giving these guys like, you know, big new contracts and all that. So you got the ownership group totally committed. You got the general manager totally committed. You got the general manager rewarding the players financially. You've got a coach who's got one of the best regular season winning percentage, Jim Montgomery, in the history of the National Hockey League. Okay, we know that Montgomery is committed. Is there a point in time where the players will actually be committed? as committed as the people they work for and the people that coach them? What about their commitment? Everyone else is all in. What are they doing?
That's basically what I'm saying. I mean, I did it a little bit more heated, but it's the exact same thought.
You want me to cuss?
Almost did last night. I actually had to pause for a second because I almost did. Because it's there's nothing that frustrates me more in sports than lack of effort, because that's the bare minimum that anybody can provide.
That's right. Yep.
And I don't. It's not, as Dave asked, it's not generational, because there are plenty of guys the same age as Buchnevich and Kyrou and Thomas and all these guys that are underachieving in the NHL, perfectly achieving and doing their jobs and grinding it out and doing what's expected of them. I do think that the players are the ones to blame for what they're doing. At the same time, while Doug Armstrong should get credit for the Stanley Cup, he deserves that. He earned that. He also earned this team by giving out a bunch of no-trade clauses, where that was the catch. We can't give a no-trade clause to Alex Pietrangelo, the captain of the team, who you know what to expect from, but we can give them to all these other guys, and now you can't move them. Not without their permission.
That's fair. But he's also assembled a roster that should be a lot better than
it is. Yes, and he's made some really, like the moves on Broberg and Holloway, man, those were game changers, because without that, last year's a total disaster.
And the other thing is this, and I'm going to move it away from lack of effort, which is an obvious issue, but I'm going to move it away. When you have goaltending that is this atrocious, and yeah. I know that Joel Hofer had a shutout last night. Good for him, and I'm not being sarcastic. It was good to see. The goaltending is awful. It's just flat out awful. Mm-hmm. And you are not going to win with goaltending this bad. And both of these guys have been hideous. And the frustrating thing about that is that the Blues are, for all of our complaints about the lack of effort, they have a pretty significant advantage in terms of high danger scoring chances. Mm-hmm. In terms of shots on the net, they're out shooting teams more than people realize. And yet, for all of their advantage in getting shot volume and shot quality, they give up more goals than they should, and they don't score as much as they should. So that's what frustrates me. There's some good things happening, but those good things happen, how do I put it? They happen in every spot on the ice except for in front of the net. The Blues scorers can't score. They can't finish. The Blues goaltenders are horrible against high danger chances.
Byrne, as a lifelong sports guy, what did you think of Binnington's hide the puck thing, which Ovechkin?
I thought it was typical. Binnington, listen, he's comical. He's eccentric. He likes to do things that draw attention. He also uses something like that as a way to just kind of deal with his frustration, like spontaneous action because he's ticked off about something. So I thought it kind of fit into that pattern. I thought it was embarrassing because, listen, and I'm not a grouch. In fact, I like Binnington a lot because I think he is a lot – he does provide entertainment. He is colorful, and hockey players are colorful by nature. So mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you have a guy, when you are literally and factually the worst goaltender in the NHL this season in terms of save percentage, or he's 31st, 32, and you have an epic, epic, epic moment, Ovechkin scoring his 900th goal. Who are you to play games with, like, I'm going to play hide and seek with the puck? Who are you to step on that moment and draw attention to yourself? I thought that was really bad form. I thought it was terrible form. And I thought it was unprofessional.
Byrne, talk to me about Mizzou this weekend.
You know, I'm writing something about this, and I think, famous last words, I think this game's going to be really close. I think the game's going to be really close. And I don't have enough time to tell you why, but if it means anything, there's a couple of projection models that I really trust. And one projection model has Texas A&M winning by a point, and the other one has Texas A&M winning by 3 points. And Texas A&M has had a weird season. They're great. Don't get me wrong. They're great. They're 8-0, but only two of their wins have come against teams that right now have a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
Four of their wins have come against teams that have fired their coaches. They got carried into the fourth quarter in a close game by Arkansas, same Auburn. And Mississippi State, late in the third quarter, was only down by, I think, 4 points. So there's a little bit of underlying vulnerability there. And I think that's why Mizzou can keep it close, even with a true freshman quarterback. See, I'm in a different boat than most people are. I don't think that Bo Prabula was very good. They didn't have a drop-back passing game. They just didn't. And I said that while he was still the quarterback. I said, look, I love the guy's spirit. I love his enthusiasm. They do not throw the ball down the field successfully enough. He doesn't have the arm for it. So I'm going against the grain here because people say, oh, well, they don't have Prabula. Well, okay, they have a kid that was the number six quarterback recruit in the country who's got a rocket arm and can spin the ball and gives them a downfield passing element that they didn't have before.
So
I look at it a little differently.
So fairly quickly, Burley wins the Silver Slugger, correct, for Utility mm-hmm. Man. Mm-hmm. Other than being very happy for Burley, does that do anything for his position with the team next year?
Well, I did a video today. Sorry for the self-promotion. It's at STL Sports Central. It's fairly short. I just said, you know, is he underrated? And then I said, you know what? I have been underrating him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're looking at first of all, he had a career best. His power continues to grow. His defense gets better. He was 40% against left-handed pitching in the second half of last season, and be 27 next year. I people like me look to pick nits with him, and I think that that's stupid. And at least I can raise my hand and say, you know, I've been kind of stupid about this. He's a really good player. And in his area of weakness, he continues to get better. And he's one of the best contact hitters in the major leagues. So I think this Silver Slugger kind of caused someone like me to take a lot closer look at his career trajectory. And I think it's really positive.
Yeah, great answer. Burn, tell us about Saliga before we let you go for the weekend.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got
subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. I am looking at the picture Andrew sent. Is this from 15 years ago?
It is from 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. You're a baby.
Yeah.
A tiny baby who can't wipe his own butt. That's what you are.
There's a couple things about me that are quite a bit different in that picture.
I love that picture of Megan, too.
That is such a cute
picture. She looks
great.
Yeah.
You look so much like your brother here.
It was a few pounds ago, so.
That is just...
There's a handful of pounds. I'd probably look a lot more like him if certain things hadn't happened.
Okay, this is going to be a creepy question that I would know this. Is this outside of the Applebee's in Alton, Illinois?
No, you're so close.
Is it outside the Panera?
It is outside the Panera.
The St. Louis Bread Co.
Okay.
I'm like, I recognize this parking lot.
Yeah. It's the Bread Co.
That is funny. Jake says, how old was Andrew? Six, seven?
Six, seven.
Six, seven.
I was 20. Now I'm 35.
Oogie woogie.
That's a big difference.
Now I'm just 1 foot in the...
What?
That's probably as big a life difference as me going from 36 to 61.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely... I look at this picture and I remember the picture and everything, but it's like I don't even know this guy.
Yeah. Sue was asking me what my memories are. I don't remember that guy. Like, I just think of you being who you were just for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember, because as you know, as everyone knows, if I'm good at anything in this business, it's making people into a character.
Yes.
And you were the easiest one.
Yeah. I don't recall making it difficult ever.
No. I didn't have to put a lot of pen to paper. And when you came in looking kind of like you look today, but with fuzzier hair,
mm-hmm.
and I said you look like American Taliban,
mm-hmm.
and that stuck,
mm-hmm.
that's when you really kind of became a character,
yeah.
as opposed to just a guy working on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aw.
What are your memories of it?
Of like,
just
of
when you
like
started,
the show?
Like fitting in and where you fit in and when you kind of gained ground.
Well, I was told when I started, don't look at Dave, don't talk to Dave. Just don't, like, don't, you know.
I remember telling you
Wait,
that.
Wait.
Well, what was funny is that the person who told
no,
me that was...
Being, no, no. You're, are you being serious?
The person who told me that was joking, but they forgot to tell me that they were joking. Which I've been in that position, so I get it. But so for like a couple of months, I was like hiding because I was like, don't look at him, don't talk to him, don't acknowledge him.
Oh my God.
You haven't told me who told you that.
And you were probably like, this little freak never looks at me.
Yeah. There's something wrong with him.
What's up with the intern? He won't look at me.
He doesn't even make eye contact.
Yeah, he has never said a word to me.
And then he just keeps saying oogie woo.
I remember I interviewed to be the intern. And then I immediately went over to Union Station, and everybody, you were all eating at Tokyo Teriyaki, and I was like, hide, that's them. That's embarrassing.
Hide.
Well, because I had like just interviewed and gotten it, and then I just felt like I didn't want you guys to think I was like stalking you.
Right. Oh, that's so funny.
Right.
But I was also like, that Tokyo Teriyaki place looks pretty good. I wouldn't mind that.
Well, when I came on, what was that? He was eating cereal. Had he never had cereal with milk?
I never had cereal with milk.
So there were things like that along
the
way.
I always ate dry cereal. I've had a lot of...
With a spoon.
With a spoon, yeah. I've had a lot of firsts on this show. I that was jelly.
Jelly?
I tried jelly for the first time.
Yes.
It's fine.
How that happen? How do you not have jelly to? Okay.
What's great is that I'm validated in not eating the jelly because I don't really like it.
All right.
I didn't think it was that good. So I'm like, all right.
It's good information to have.
Yeah, I haven't been missing anything. And then it's just, you know, over the years, I started to come in on the air more. I would come in and do like games and stuff that would be fun. And then more and more people started hearing the whatever weird thing that I would say. And then you'd be like, hold on, we need to do this.
Let me really blow you away. My plan is to do another 10 years. If I do, then you're going to hit your 25th.
Ooh.
Oh.
Right?
Now, yeah.
Right?
I was already feeling a little old. Now it's like, oof.
Wow.
But you know what? I mean, I can't think of another show that I would ever want to be on. You know what I mean? I can't think of another show that I would... This show is so specifically... It's not just shaped my tastes, but almost shaped to my tastes. You know what I mean? Like,
you've bent us to your will.
Well, I just mean I have... It created my taste, and then I think I was also able to inflict... you know what I mean?
Inflict.
Like,
interesting choice.
Well, like I look at you know a lot of other shows in the industry, and a lot of them just feel. I love how everything this show is, and I feel like I couldn't be on another show that wasn't everything unless I was allowed to then make it into everything.
Now that I get,
because all I know how to do now
is everything.
Is everything. Yeah. All I know how to do is, like, yeah, let's talk about, like, astrophysics with Javi Loeb, and then let's go over why we think 6-7 is either stupid or the most fun thing in the world, and then let's play, like, you know, Craigslist Price is Right or whatever, then let's do fast food news, then let's bring in an alderman and talk about, you know, this very, very serious money issue facing the city.
That's
or whatever.
A really good point, Andrew.
It's just will
oogie woo.
Oogie woo. We just I need to I think if I couldn't go to a different show because I need to do everything.
Yeah.
My attention span is not good enough to do like one thing for 4 straight hours.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.